Okay, thank you. We have two traditions here in the Go Dev Room. That is that we start with the state of Go, and then it's around lunchtime. We always have the next state, which is the state of Delve. So let's all get into Delve. Let's go debugging. Your mic might be muted. Let me quickly. There is a switch on there.
Test. Good?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, let's try this again. Hello, everybody. My name is Derek Parker. I am the author of Delve, and I continue to maintain the project along with my lead co-maintainer, Alessandro, who is also in the crowd today. And as mentioned, it's been kind of a tradition here at FOSDEM to piggyback on the state of Go and talk about the state of Delve. So this talk will be kind of a two-parter. I'll start with the state of Delve, and then I'll go into the main talk, which is debugging Go programs with eBPF. Now, if you're unfamiliar with what eBPF is as a technology, fret not. I will go in and kind of explain it in more detail throughout the course of the talk as we kind of get into the real meat of everything. So just to introduce myself a little bit more, again, my name is Derek Parker. I'm a senior software engineer at Red Hat. If you would like to follow me, I am Dirk the Daring on Twitter. And at Red Hat, I work on Delve and Go itself. So the first thing that I want to start and talk about is the state of Delve. So what I'll go through is essentially what